Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunopole. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of my UC Bearcats, number 7 in the country. All right, guys, if you found the show, do me a favor, hit that thumbs up. Give me that like and subscribe. I'm up to 697 subscribers. We're getting there. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. All right. Now, if you're new to the show, but if you've been an old Barry of mine, you probably know this. But this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys. Well, we made history yesterday. Cincinnati Reds history. By Trevor Bauer being the first Red to ever win the Cy Young Award. Fair, bring in my boy Jeremy Dean, and we can discuss that. We got that. We got Ohio State not playing. We got UC and ECU playing. We got some Bengals news. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, Jeremy. What's going on, bro?
A lot to talk about, man. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you.
Yeah, I wasn't on yesterday because I had a family funeral, so had missed one. So, yeah, it happened.
My condolences, man. My condolences.
Thank you, sir.
Completely.
Yeah. All right. So, got a question for you. What's the chances, now that Trevor Bauer has won the Cy Young, of the Reds signing him, in your opinion there, sir? Dramatic pause.
0 to none. And – man, you know how I want, and everybody wants, and everybody's going, you're an idiot, Jeremy. You're a loser. I don't know what you're talking about. I wish I didn't know what I was talking about, but I just don't see – I don't see us spending that kind of money to keep a hold of a team – that's going to be a winner quickly down the road. If you get what I'm saying there.
Right. Well, I don't really think they're going to sign, and I'm Mr. Optimistic, but there's just signs, and maybe Trevor Bauer's just toying with me. I don't know, but John Fay tweeted this out yesterday. This is quoting Bauer. I'd love to be back and see the guys on a daily basis. It would be nice to see Kurt, see Tuck, see Sonny Gray, see Michael Lorenzen, Lucas Sims. I can name a bunch of guys that I felt at home, and I feel very much at home. So he said stuff like that before. He's also said, claimed this for a while, that he only wants to sign a one-year contract. So I did a little talking with Tim Beadle. He's a baseball friend of mine, and he had some ideas of how maybe – just maybe they could sign him. But like I said, I don't think it's going to happen. But if he signs a one-year deal and the Reds are able to – this is their big pipe dream. Like I remember, Joey Votto, his contract is up in 2 years. So that big contract will be off in 2 years. So if you sign Trevor to a one or two-year deal, if he gives us a hometown discount, which he's got to do that to want to stay here, and I don't know if he will or not. I'm not saying he's going to. But if that happens – the other pipe dream that we all Reds fans talked about last year was trading for Jose Lindor. And he's still under contract for next year. So the thought is that me and Beadle had, mostly Beadle, if you trade Senzel, you trade Garcia, and you trade Indy to Cleveland for Lindor. Now, Lindor, you'd have to sign him to a multi-year contract. So that's two signings. But hopefully they both want to win. And if we could add Lindor and keep Bauer, whoo, would be really good. Now, like I said, probably a pipe dream. Probably not going to happen, but it's fun to talk about, though. You know?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, we could all talk about the Reds getting, you know, one run in 22 innings.
We're being happy here, Jeremy. We're not talking about the pressing past.
That's your job. That's right. Your job. I'm doing my job, okay?
But okay, I'll put you this. Say they let Bauer go and they are able to make the trade to get Lindor. That would be, I think, I think it would, well, two things. It would solve the shortstop problem. And two, it might give us a leader of on the team who's been on playoffs. He's a very consistent hitter. He gets on base, which is what we need. Maybe that could change the philosophy of the way the Reds bat. I don't know. But even if we lose Bauer, we still got good pitching staff. We just got Gray. We got Castillo. We're probably going to sign Disco back. And we got Trevor Maui. And then we also got Wade Miley, which I don't know. You can take him or leave him. But fifth starter, you can find one. So we're still going to have a very good pitching staff. I mean, you may talk about this on the pre-show fist fight. That I think this is the best pitching staff that I've ever seen as far as the Reds go. Hey, speaking of Beetle, here he is. What's up, Beetle?
Beetle.
Here we go. I'd be willing to bet that either Lindor or Gregorius will be in a Reds uniform at shortstop at opening day 2021. Either one would be cool with me. I'd rather Lindor. That would be awesome. But those two, that's to me, as far as the Reds go, that's the only position that really you kind of have to fill. You know, everywhere else is set. You know, people are like, well, you know, what are the Reds going to do? I'm like, not a whole lot I think they can do because they got good players in every position except shortstop. If you get Gregorius or you get Lindor at shortstop, that fixes a lot of problems right there. So, like I said, I hope they sign Bauer. I don't know if they're going to or not. I kind of doubt it, but crazier things have happened. All right, so we got Ohio State this Saturday, and they're supposed to be playing who again?
No Ohio State.
Oh, they're Saturday. Not playing? No. What? Yeah. So the big
– okay, so –
and they're great.
Maryland went out and decided that they were going to have them a bowling league. What else is nasty where you put your hand? I think they all went to an amusement park and stuck their hands on the ride. And,
right.
You know, jerked over the next guy, spitting on them. And so next thing you know, we've got 50 guys on Maryland with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Hey, all jokes aside, you know, I hope for the best for everybody. Yeah. And it looks really well for especially middle-aged people, which is good. I call them middle-aged now. but anyway.
That's because we're getting old.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know what? It is what it is. We're not going to get a win this week. We're not going to get a loss. How that works out to the committee is really, 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 really going to just it can make or break my year. Let's just put it that way.
Well, this one goes back to the beginning where, you know, Big Ten and their infinite wisdom, we're not going to play. And then, oh, we are going to play, but then we're going to give us no leeway for anything to be able to, you know, reschedule a game anywhere. We're just going to cancel it.
Yeah.
So, as we were talking on the pre-show fist fight, you know, we got my undefeated Bearcats still. Now it's not a loss, but how many games you guys? Is it eight games? I think that's what Big Ten's playing.
Yeah.
So now you're at seven. So say you go 7-0, and the Bearcats go 10-0.
Well, we'd have a championship game.
Yeah. So either way, this like I said, and we talked about this on the pre-show fist fight. This is the best year to expand the playoffs, you know? I mean, it's – I don't know. Like I said, everybody else has expanded the playoffs this year because of this COVID stuff. So why hasn't college football? This is a good year to do it because, like I said, I think they're going to screw us and not let the Bearcats in no matter what unless they expand the playoffs.
100%. I mean, in this year – excuse me – of being COVID-19, everything else, COVID restrictions, put six teams in.
Right.
Allow other teams to, excuse me.
He's got the hiccups.
Very bad. But, you know, allow other teams to jump in. Give us six teams. Let's see how it goes. What's the worst? What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, I don't agree with it. That Facebook user, do me a favor. Go to YouTube, subscribe to my show, and tell me what your name is so I know who I'm talking to. But why in the world would you explain, how can you say expand the playoffs and leave the Bearcats out? That's not happening. I think you're just being hateful. That's it. Just a hateful person.
I don't blame you, but okay.
All right, we got to meet Jeremy again here. There. Forget Jeremy. He's gone. Oh, crap. I removed the whole show. Oh, no, he's back. Oh, I'll get back here. Hold on. I'm bringing you back, Jeremy. Hang on.
I'm good. Hey, I was on mute. I was.
All right, Facebook user says they will favor the SEC over Bearcats. I don't know. I mean,
he's saying what now? What was that?
All right, I think it's the same person. First, they said expand the playoffs and leave the Bearcats out, and then they came back and said whoever this is, they would favor the SEC. So he's saying they expanded the playoffs, they'll let more
SEC teams in
than they let the Bearcats in.
I believe that 100% because I've seen it happen to the Buckeyes too many times. So, I look at Georgia.
Yeah.
Went back, what, two spots, three spots?
Well, Florida jumped us. Florida jumped the Bearcats.
Actually jumped you guys with a loss. Right. So, right.
I mean, it could happen. I mean, I don't want it to, but you know, we'll see. But like I said, anything can happen because we're in the AAC and there's not a whole lot we can do about it. But hopefully, if they expand the playoffs, they'll let us in. And like I said, if we go there and get killed, fine. I'd rather at least be given a shot to do it, because just because it's most likely that we'll lose doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. That's why they play the games. So, anyway, all right, let's get to some questions here. Tony, don't worry, Jeremy. I'm sure Ohio State will jump to number one now not playing.
They should.
Well, they were ranked when they hadn't played a game yet, so just saying. All right, Titus, I'm so excited. The Cincinnati Bengals picked up the dishwasher. I told you we needed one. I'm happy. This is a real big move for us, a dishwasher.
Talking about a lineman?
Yeah, the guy we got from Atlanta.
Attack or
yeah, attic? I can't remember. Yeah, he's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, he was actually a first round draft pick.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think it's a bad pickup at all to get him. I'm not sure why he called him a dishwasher. That might be a typo. I'm not sure. But we'll see. All right, we got one here. Titus, if the Bearcats don't get in, what type of bowl game are we going to get in? Well, it should be a good one. I mean, I don't even know what are the bowl games for the playoffs. Do you even know, Jeremy? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't.
I think one of them is a Rose Bowl. I know why. That's one of the reasons why I was watching a show or listening to a show. And they're talking about pushing the playoffs back. That's what they suggested because of all this stuff going on with the teams that, you know, missing games and rescheduling games and all that. And they said that won't happen because Rose Bowl doesn't want to move it back because of their Rose Bowl parade on New Year's Eve. Rose Bowl is one of them. I know that. But I think somebody said we might go to the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. That might be a shot, but I mean, who knows? We'll see. But I mean, for Bearcat fans out there, they're playing Ohio State fans will laugh at me, but we're playing ECU. But last year, ECU gave us a game. Now, the problem is nobody's given us a game. We've pretty much destroyed everybody we played.
Yeah.
So that is this Friday, 7:30, I think, 7:30, 7 o'clock, somewhere around there. It's on ESPN2, and it's at Nippert. Now, but the thing is, though, people will make fun of us because of who we played. But the thing is, we've destroyed everybody. You know, everybody we play, we destroyed them. So as far as us being a good team, that bodes well, as we're not struggling to beat these teams. Like, ECU, we struggled to beat them last year. Now, Now I'm getting all confident and everything, saying, you know, we might blow out ECU. But last year was hard. So, you know, that's where I want to see. I want to see what happens. That's the point. That's the reason you root for your college teams. All right. You want to find out. You want to see if they got a shot and play with the big boys. You know. All right, here we go. Facebook, you guys still have a shot. Cool. Thank you, whoever you are. I agree with you on what you're saying. You kind of irritate me with the league UC out. I thought you were just taking a shot at me. But I understand what you're saying. They probably will take an SEC team. Or, well, the thing is, who? I mean, what SEC team is just doing awesome right now? Do you know? Oh, Jeremy's gone. Jeremy is frozen again. So anyway, but yeah, if they do take another SEC team, I don't know who. I'm right now offhand. I can't think of. I mean, it could be Florida since they did jump us. You know, it's most likely going to happen that UC, no matter what UC does, they probably won't get in. But it is what it is. Until UC gets out of this conference, and I really want them to get out of the conference too. Also, because if they can get out of it and get into the ACC or something like that, then we have a better shot at keeping Luke, which he turned down Michigan or Michigan State. Now, I know there's rumors that Michigan might fire Harbaugh and he might go up there, and who knows? I mean, the thing is, we're going to have to deal with this year after year after year until, well, he retires or he does go take another job. That's just the state of, you know, college football and being UC. Let's see. Yeah, Florida, you're right, Crown. They jumped us. And you think they take Texas A&M over us? I don't know. We'll see. Jeremy's back. What's up, brother?
Dude, I don't know. guys, I am completely sorry. This computer will run for 3 days nonstop with my TVs. And just all of a sudden, we don't like Jeff anymore.
It's just me.
I can understand, you know, HP not liking Jeff. I mean, I don't like him that much myself either. So I can understand. So anyway, I'm sorry. I'm back. Let's roll. What's up? What am I missing?
Well, we're talking about people that basically what SC teams they would take over UC. Anthony says Bama would crush Florida. I haven't got the – I honestly haven't watched Bama play at all this year. I'm sure they're really good. Have you? I know you can't stand Bama. Have you watched them?
Well, Alabama's got a very well, maybe not overrated. They've got a very good offense, but their defense is not nowhere near as they were 5-10 years ago. So it's gonna be a little different there. But they got a killer offense.
Yeah. I don't even know who their quarterback is. I haven't watched one. game of theirs.
First name Mac. What's that got to tell you? Mac. Come on.
There's a shout out for you there. If you can read it, that's what Jeremy gets from Verizon.
That's Anna, by the way. Jeff, say hi.
Hi, Anna. How are you? So nice to see you. Where's Mike? Mike is working. I don't know.
She's gotten to know you guys, man.
Is that good or is that bad?
Maybe she's taking over the show. I don't know. Yeah. What?
We'll call it Strawberry Ice and Anna Show.
That's right. I ain't loving that.
All right. Texas A&M will lose again. I don't even know who Texas A&M is even playing. See, if it's not Ohio State or UC, I don't pay that much attention. So let's see here. Oh, wait, that's the right one. I wanted to do this one.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is the quarterback. All right, Anthony, the Florida offense can't match Bama's offense. There you go. Florida, again, I mean, I know they jumped us. I don't even know who Florida played. I was more worried. I'm a UC fan. I'm more paying attention to the guys in front of us. But I don't think no matter what UC does, I don't think they're going to get any higher. I mean, I'm trying to be realistic. I don't see that happening. You know, I'd like to be wrong.
Who was you saying Georgia lost to or Florida lost to?
Well, Florida won, and they jumped us.
Yeah, and they beat Georgia, right?
I'd have to look that up. I don't.
It ain't no big deal. It's so early in the season, it don't even matter now, but
yeah,
we'll send enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Sarah, she's blowing you up. See, you always get fans.
Oh, this is Anna. I've told you about Anna.
Yeah, I know. I know who Anna is. I know who you're talking about. Okay. All right, Titus. I've never seen this from the Cincinnati Bengals, how they make it moves and pick up people and stuff like that. Wayne's do this in decades. I'm glad the Cincinnati Bengals picked up a free agent. Yeah, I was thinking that myself. I mean, they've picked up a lot of guys from the offseason, making a trade, picking up Spain, not picking up. I wish I should have wrote the guy's name down. We picked up from Milano. But now they picked him up. Now we got more good news. Sam Hubbard, he's expected to play against Pittsburgh. And then Xavier Seraphili, you were just telling me that he has been cleared to practice.
Yep. So,
and he was under the same, I know it's the same rules as Hubbard, that they can activate Seraphili 21 days. He can practice, but it doesn't count against the 53-man roster. So that's a good sign. So we got two guards now in our offensive line. We got Spain and we got Seraphili. Now, the rest of them, I'm assuming Trey Hopkins is going to play. I'm assuming Jonah Williams is going to play, but I don't know. All right, get back here to the college football talk. Okay. Crown Apple Kid says Florida beat Georgia. Yeah, you're right. Florida beat Georgia.
Yep. Jeremy. I thought so.
Yeah. So, yep. And Anthony. Anthony, by the way, welcome to the show. I don't remember you your name popping up on the show before, but welcome.
Welcome, brother.
But yeah, so yeah, that's what's going on with college football. I said it before, Bearcats are unfortunately we're screwed. But the good thing is for the Bengals, getting to that topic, is we're getting closer to having the offensive line that I was hoping to have facing the Squealers. If Jonah's gonna play, which I think he's going to. They got Spain at guard, Hopkins at center, Seraphili at other guard, and then either Fred Johnson or Bobby Williams at right tackle. To me, that's the best offensive line we could put out there right now. I mean, that's the best. We're not going to trade. Well, we might trade for somebody, but right now, the guys we have on the roster, I think that's the best offensive line that we have moving forward.
That's true, and I'm trying to look up here this guy out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, he's a first-round pick.
Right.
And from what I'm reading is it's not exactly his play on the field. He wasn't happy with the team, the way the team was using him, so.
Sounds like. Same reason we got Spain.
Exactly. And this kid, and we got rid of Dunlap. We're bringing in this kid. Right. He's younger. You know, he's a first round pick. You never know. Yeah, never know.
This is what it says from Bengals.com. The Bengals, who talked about selecting UCLA pass rusher Tariq McKinney in the 2017 draft, ended up with him 3 years later on Wednesday when they claimed him off waivers from the Falcons. Now, I meant to write this stuff down. This is what I like. McKinney brings 17 and a half sacks in 49 games. That's good. That would make him the second most prolific edge sacker behind Carl Lawson with 18 on the Bengals roster right now.
Yeah.
So you got him coming in. You got Lawson. You got Hubbard coming back. Like I said, beginning of the week, I'm like, I don't know if we're going to win. I don't know. But Seraphio is going to be there. It looks like all the offensive linemen are going to be there. And we just picked this guy up, which you can plug and play him. He's a defensive end. I mean, you put your hand on the ground and you watch the ball and you go get the quarterback. There's not a whole lot of, you know, I don't think to put him in and run plays or, you know, whatever. But he's mostly going to be in there for pass rush. And if you can rotate, and that's the thing. if you can rotate those three in and out of the game and keep them fresh, we might possibly be able to get some pressure on Big Dork Roethlisberger.
Yeah, and I'm looking at, I'm not seeing it again right now, but
what's that?
Oh, that's right. Okay. The guy the guy from the Falcons.
Yeah, McKinley.
They call him Tariq. Or yeah. Something like that. Yeah, he's got that. That's what was getting me. I was thinking he's another player.
Yep. All right, Christopher's on. What's up, y'all? Look, McKinney up on YouTube. The video is titled Tariq McKinney, Welcome to Cincinnati. I will check that out. Is that one that you put up or somebody put up? Because I'll go find it. I'll put it on Bengals Nation. I'll put it on my Strawberry Ice page.
Yeah.
Check it out. I like I said, beginning of the week, I was, I don't know. Now I get toward the end of the week. Guys are coming back. We picked up another pass rusher. So we'll see.
We've been known to find them gems in the rough, dude. Been known to do it.
I think we have a shot the way the offensive playing. Yeah, I do. Look, Anthony, I don't know if you, how many of the shows you've watched before, if you watched any before or not, but my thing is, if you fix that offensive line and you give Joe freaking Burrow time to throw the ball or give the running backs holes to run through, we could beat anybody. You know, I'm thinking next year, not this year, but next year, we definitely can be a playoff team. As long as they go after the offseason like they did last year, you know, I think we got a shot. So, all right.
Yep.
Christopher's back up. Forget worthless burger. Squealer's O-line is weak. Yeah. Look, you've got Hubbard. Hubbard has had a very good year. Lawson, he's the one that's driving me nuts. He's had good games. And then, like, last week, or not, the week before Tennessee's game wasn't great. It wasn't horrible, except for he's got to stay on sides when we're on third down in crucial situations.
Cannot.
We're trying to get 2 weeks in a row. The week before that, he lined up offsides. 2 weeks ago, he jumped offsides. He's got to stay in his stance no matter what. You know, that has got to happen. So it's starting to look up. I mean, Roethlisberger's still on the COVID list, but I'm 99% sure he's going to play. I don't even think that's a question.
No. It's like when you're Lamar Jackson with a knee injury or something.
Right. Yeah, he played. Right. There was one up here. Somebody made a comment. I thought I wanted to. Oh, here, Crown's got one for you. Ohio State should go play Alabama this week.
I'd love it.
Is Alabama off?
I think so. I don't know. I'd love it either way.
You live in Alabama. You're supposed to know these things, Mike. Mike, Jeremy, whatever your name is. That guy over there.
Right there. Dude, I don't pay no attention to Alabama football.
All right. Oops. Oh, I'm trying to scroll down here. The comments. Here we go. Tony. What's up, Tony? Jeff, I think you need to get a tattoo that says Joe freaking Burrow. Yeah. I don't think my wife would like that, though. I got one tattoo on there. That's enough. I keep telling her I want to get my ring tattooed on, but she won't even let me do that. She said it's bad luck. I'm like, eh.
Bad luck, yeah.
Okay, I heard Trey Raines is practicing full pads this week. Or full practice. That's news to me. I hope you're right, dude.
Me too.
I'm going to go. Here, you talk. I'm going to look at my phone.
No.
I haven't seen nothing about that. I would think.
I haven't either.
Something about that. But I haven't. This is good. This is good. A good show right here. We're both looking at our phones trying to find out information. I don't see anything on. Yeah, that's Hubbard. Yeah, I hope you're right. That would be awesome, but I don't know.
I didn't see nothing on it. I put in Bengals news real quick.
I think I have a new favorite viewer. I like Anna. I'll read it for you. Roll Tide, Jeremy.
Yeah, read it. I ain't reading that crap. She knows better. She knows better. She knows better. Don't, I don't come to your work beating you in the mouth. Don't come to me beating me in mine, all right?
Crabble Kid says LSU and Alabama canceled. LSU has COVID. That's this week. So we got two games canceled. We got Ohio State and Maryland canceled. Now we got LSU and Alabama canceled. Dude, there's so much stuff going on. I'm like, okay, this game's canceled.
I heard it was LSU wanting to. They were the ones wanting to cancel the game. That's what I heard.
LSU wanted to cancel it?
Yeah, that's what I read. Now, what you can believe and what you can't believe, I don't know, but that's what I read, that they decided that they would like to, because they've already lost. They're done anyway, so what else right. they got to, you know, so I don't, that's what I heard anyway. We'll see.
Anna says the comments need to pop up to y'all faster. Well, the thing is, I actually control the comments. So they pop up real fast over here on the side. Trust me, I got a lot of them. And I'm trying to
talk. Yeah, they pop up over here. And then when he's talking.
That way. Yeah. Then I'm talking. That's why sometimes I'm going, I got to do a show and do this. So, anyway. All right, Christopher, you got something. I'll try to find a post. Yeah. If you find a post of the Bengals. And then tag me and Jeremy in it so I can see it.
Definitely.
Tag us. Yeah, man. I like to see.
For sure.
I like to see what it is. Because I mean, he's only 3 years in the NFL. So, I mean, the cool thing about this, well, I don't say cool thing, but interesting thing. The Bengals traded a guy, Carlos Dunlap, who was disgruntled. But then we picked up two other guys who were disgruntled from their other teams. So, and they both signed here, you know. So, they made a choice to come here. So, to me, that means there's good word out about the Bengals and their organization and the locker room and stuff like that. So, you know,
either that or you can go to the Bengals and tell them what to do.
Hold on. I'm getting orders here. Here you go. I got to go faster.
He's messing with you now.
Hey, I did. I hit down right when it came up. I'm like, okay. Yep. Got it. No problem. Yes, ma'am. All righty. So,
oh man.
Now this is kind of interesting. This is about, another tweet. Beginning of the show, I said with Trevor Bauer. This is from Jeremy Roush on Fox 19. This is what Trevor said about winning the Cy Young Award. For the oldest franchise in baseball not to have a Cy Young Award winner, it's about time that since he had one. I hope to – now, this is another thing of why maybe he might come back. I hope to interact with the fans at some point in the not-too-distant future. Now, I hope he doesn't mean from another team. Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing? We're like, we don't care anymore. You're not a Red. So that's where I'm like, maybe they'll sign him. Maybe not. I don't know. Well, I mean, the thing is, too, somebody else brought this up. Actually, they brought this up on MLB Network last night when I was watching Trevor Bauer get the Cy Young Award, that the money might not be there like it was last year because of all the money that the teams have lost this year, you know, with no fans in the stands and, you know, not only playing 60 games and all that stuff. So the money might not be there. So some of these guys might want to just sign a one-year contract, go have another great year, hopefully a full 162 games next year, and go into free agency again. So that's another thought that maybe Trevor, you know, if Trevor's not going to get the money he thought he was going to get, then if you can get a good amount of money and stay where you like, then maybe the Reds got a shot. Don't know. It's an idea.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
It's fun to think about.
It is fun to think about. One thing I want to tease for all my Bearcat fans out there, and I did this, I think I've said it every show this week, but next Tuesday, I know people keep asking me when's basketball starting, and honestly, I don't know when they're starting. I know they got a tournament that they're supposed to be in Indiana or something, and it's not, I can't even tell you the teams in it. Nobody's very big. But anyway, the man who has hopefully all the information is former Bearcat and a Bearcat broadcaster, Terry Nelson, you know, member of the Final Four team. He will be joining me live, just like Jeremy is, on the show next Tuesday. So Bearcat fans out there, you got any Bearcat questions, basketball questions, anything you want to ask Terry about the season or past seasons or whatever, you know, join the show Tuesday and we all can find out. Crown Apple Kid is Mixon playing? I am assuming he would. I haven't heard that he's not. I mean, it'll be 3 weeks that he's been off. I mean, you heard anything?
Yeah. I've not heard anything exact, but I think it's pretty good for Mixon to play. I think we're going to get a pretty good score of players back, to be honest with you. So if we can just work them together, if we can just do it.
Get him and Gio going together?
We could. You never know what could happen. I mean, you got Burrow throwing darts down the field. You got Gio, you know, throwing them outside. You got Mixon up the middle, jump cutting. You never know what could happen. You never know.
Right.
Let's see.
I got a question, and I don't understand. Seth, you said, I would sign two with Burrow as QB.
Michigan fan.
He's a Michigan fan. Yeah. He said, go people. I don't know because the person I'm talking about signing is Trevor Bauer for the Reds. So I guess clarify what your statement was there because I'm confused, which ain't hard to confuse me. So it happens lots of times. All right. Christopher, Zach Taylor must have pulled like a John Deere tractor. A lot of guys are buying into what he does, or someone stole old Mikey Brown's checkbook. I agree with you, buddy. That's the thing. When we were going through all this stuff a couple weeks ago with Carlos being unhappy and all this stuff, Carlos was the only one saying it. There was other guys on his Instagram calling him out, you know, his own teammates. Mixon was one of them. You know, Mixon was like, I'll get that crib when he said he was going to put it up for sale. Yeah. So, like I said, there's a couple weeks ago, I'm like, I don't know if Zach's losing the locker room or not. I don't think Zach's losing the locker room. I think this team is with him. And I think they believe in what they're doing. And, you know, the old saying goes, you're pulling on the rope all in the same direction. I think that's what's happening. Now, like I said, I think we got a lot of winnable games here the second half of the season. I'm not counting the two against the Squealers or the one against the Ratbirds. I hope we win them. I'm getting more and more excited about the possibility of winning this Sunday than I was at the beginning of the week. But, you know, it's all good signs. I mean, guys, like I said, these guys, Spain and McKenzie, wanted to come here. I mean, how many guys did we sign? DJ Reader is a very good signing. I know he's hurt now, but he wanted to come here. We couldn't get anybody to come here in the 90s or whatever. They're usually at the end of their career, and they'd sign something here just to make some extra money.
Mm-hmm.
Other players. Oh, that's okay. That's what, yeah. You're saying they would. I got you now, Seth. He's crowd saying that other players are signing here. They're signing here because of Joe Burrow. I got you now.
Yeah, I definitely understand.
Yeah. I agree. Yep. I agree.
Now
I'm putting all the dots together. I got you. But yeah.
Well,
that's another reason why I think there's a chance that AJ Green might stay here. Because everybody's seeing Joe Burrow, how good he is. And they, I mean, if you have a pro football career, if you're lucky enough to have one you want to have it for as long as you can. Two, you want to make as much money as you can. And three, you want to win championships. And the best way to do that is go to the team who has a very good young and upcoming quarterback. And Joe freaking Burrow is that guy. And I get so tired of people for San Diego going, oh, Sherbert's, he might be better. I'm not saying Sherbert's bad at all, but to say he's better, I mean, I think you're looking at 1 or 1A right now, to be honest. But better, no.
You talk about Joe Burrow, you're talking about complete rookie linebackers, just about to the T, other than Bynes. They come in and out. You're talking about one of the I don't want to say they're the worst anymore because they have had a game or two that was decent. So,
couple.
One of the worst lines in the league, all rookie linebackers, two mega free agents, Reader and Waynes, out for the year. Yet this kid is still AJ Green been hurt throughout the year.
Right.
This kid's still throwing smoke down the middle of the field.
Right.
Getting touchdowns, doing what needs to be done. We're not far. We're not far.
No, we're not. I had to put that up there. And it says Jeremy talks about
Burrow. Yeah, just wait until I got done talking. So I get
And my wife will probably agree with you. I probably talk about Burrow in my sleep too. Crying up a kid cracked up about that one. But yeah. I do. Yep. I've greatly admitted I have a man crush on Burrow. I fully admit it. I got the, you can't see on the shot now, but I got the Burrow banner behind me. Here, hold on a second. I can go. Here you go. Hey, see, right there.
Boom.
There it is. Yeah. It's always there. So anyway. All right, man. So you got anything else, or we want to wrap this thing up?
Dude, I think I'm about good. I mean,
okay.
You know what? I think Friday will be fun. I hope Monday is even better, but yeah. I think I'm pretty good.
Monday's show can be really fun if we win, but we'll find out. All right, guys. There are Facebook groups that we run, and I would invite you to join them all. They are Bengals Nation, Bearcats Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. And then there's another one for all you Ohio State fans out there. I don't run it, but I just like it. It's called Ohio State Bucknuts, so you guys can join that one. And do me a favor. I'm going to put this on the podcast later on tonight. If you do like, rate, and review, give me a 5-star review. It's on Beanpot, Apple Podcasts. There's my dog barking. Spotify. Do me a favor. Give me a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate it. And then you can follow me on all my social media platforms. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all under Sports with Strawberry Ice. Just look it up and it'll pop up. YouTubers, like I said, we're at 697 subscribers. I greatly appreciate all you guys. Let's keep it going. Try to get to 700 as fast as we can. And other than that, Jeremy Dean, if Anna will let you, which I think she will, unless she's going to come back on here and make fun of you some more, which would be fine with me.
We're going to get off here before that. No more stories.
Will you please do the honors and get us out of the show, please?
I certainly will. You guys,
and anytime you want to come on and make fun of them, it's fine with me. I like it.
You guys watching here, over there, and everywhere, and that may watch it later on. This is a huge game for Cincinnati, as we all know. It's the biggest game of the year for Cincinnati, as we all know.
It's like the last
four, and plus till the Super Bowl. Yeah. Right. So anyway. Just wanted to send everyone a serious reminder that you don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati, so act like it. Hoo day. Let's go get the win, baby.
Hoo day. And that's just sports, baby. See ya!